Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It is so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on this glorious, glorious day. And we've got a great show lined up for you all today, a couple of hours, actually. We're going to kick it off with Dami Rolsey, and what we're going to do is roll right into Mary Jane Mack. So we've got a couple of hours of super fired up. What is it about life's purpose? That's really today. Dami is going to talk with us about that in a lot of different ways, and I'm going to introduce her in a moment. But first, hi to Benny.
Hi, Pat. How you doing?
Yeah, doing pretty good today.
Awesome.
I'm amazed. What is this, day three that the sun is out?
I know. Day four, maybe, actually. I think we had a little bit of, like, Sunday night to Monday morning. So, yeah, we're rolling right into it.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
On the West Coast, sunny. Yeah.
Nice.
I just got off the phone with texting Terry J. Walker, mm-hmm. soul-stretching sister. Snow.
What?
And Tennessee. Yeah, it's snowing in Nashville.
It's awesome.
I'm like, oh man, my flowers are popping out.
Yeah.
But today we're going to be talking about something that one can do, whether it's raining, whether it's snowing, whether the sun is shining, whatever that is. But what happens when you say yes to walking gone wild? Dami is that person, author, coach, long-distance hiker, but more importantly, discovering something that many of us discovered along the way. And sometimes when you think life is going to deal you a deck of cards and you're ready for it, all of a sudden you get the joker. But some of us take a look at that and we think, well, wait a minute, how does that then become the fantastic pathway we're on, the life that we're on? You know, Dami's book, Walking Gone Wild, How to Lose Your Age on the Trail, is more than a metaphor. It's more than an idea. It's a guide. It's a guide to walking. But more than that, it's a life she has created that now is taking the world by storm. Why? Because we now have science about this. We now have information about this, but you don't have to have that to have the life that she has and to have the call to action that she is creating. Dami, it's great to have you.
Oh, I'm so excited to be with you all and talk to all these other people out in the world.
You know, I got to ask the question I ask everybody. You know, I just briefly gave people a sneak peek at a bit of who you are. You're way more than that. Your life represents way more than that.
Yeah.
But here's the question. What is it that you had to do? What are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles that you had to get past to bring you to this very moment?
I think the biggest obstacle we have to overcome, and you actually promote that in your show, is to say yes.
Mm.
Life, even when it looks bleak, dark, awful, you know, when you think your whole world is upside down, to still find a way out of that. And for me, it was walking. For other people, it may be something else. But to find a way to find life energy inside you again, to start following that so that you can say yes. And once you say yes, Dr. Pat, you know.
Yeah.
there isn't a whole lot you're going to say no to unless it doesn't serve you. So you lose the fear of saying yes. I think many of us are afraid of saying yes to life.
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, there is a fear to saying yes. Mm-hmm. And when we get in the practice, let's just say in the practice of it.
I like
when
that.
We get in the practice of saying yes, we can never go back. And what I mean by never going back, we can never go back to the exact state of fear that we were in. But this is something that sometimes takes a life's work. What was your greatest yes?
Well, there's probably two, but one great yes was to say yes to marrying my husband, to diving into a relationship that lasted 25 years.
Mm.
And then I lost him.
Mm.
So then I had to say yes again to living. It was like the rug was ripped out from under me. And what do you do? And it was fairly late in life, but early for some. So, you know, in my late 50s, early 60s, I was looking at now what? You know, I might live another 30 years. What do I do with that?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But when you face it, and, you know, that is such a heartfelt aspect of one's journey. And, you know, not everybody recovers from that. You know what I mean, Dami?
Yes.
Not everybody recovers from that.
Right.
Well, what helped you?
I can help people with that. You know, that's because if you want to recover from it, you'll find a way.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us think that if we lose the love of our life, if we lose something really important, it could be a child, it could be a business, that all is lost. And if you can, you know, find that, you know, you're still, you won't lose this person or this idea or this, whatever was important in you, you won't lose it if you move forward. And that's what most people are afraid of, that they will lose. So they try and hang on to it. They try and stay with it in this dark place. And I have found actually the opposite. The more I moved on, the closer I feel to the love of my life. And even though he's not in the body, but
yeah,
it's everywhere. So
how did you discover this?
Well, that has been quite a journey, I have to say. Yes. You know, as you said, I became a walker because I was so miserable, I wanted to disappear from the world. So I found a way very far place to go where everything looked very gray and mauve and barren. And I thought, I'm going to get lost there. So I went for a walk in the Himalayas.
Ah.
And that's where I found out that there was life, vitality in me. And you can't help but finding that when you start walking, because you're moving your body. And I didn't do it with that purpose. I really, truly wanted to get lost there. And my next book, my memoir, really talks about that. I thought I could just walk out here in this desert, you know, this high desert, desolate wilderness, and nobody will know where I am. I could just disappear and never come back. And then I'll be done. So it was pretty deep. Yeah.
Well, you know, this is interesting because, you know, you and I have something in common about this. There's something about reaching the language that gets used on me is the bottom, hitting bottom.
Yeah.
That's part of a language that's used. You hit bottom. Now, sometimes you can get up and sometimes you can't. And that's going to depend on who you are or maybe what you believe in. But, you know, my mom used to say, you got to really want it. You got to really want life. You have to really want to live. And she used to say this to us kids with a Southern accent. And I got to tell you, it never dawned on us what she was talking about. It took years for us to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But how deep is that desire? What was that desire like for you to live, to take you out trekking?
Yeah. The trekking was, as I said, an escape. And as I did it, I started connecting. You can't help. All my senses were involved. I connected with the environment. I connected with the immense beauty that was there. I started seeing that too. And once your senses are working and you see that, then you can't help but finding joy again. And that is, you know, the basis for living. And you go, yeah, how can I have this? I can't keep walking around here all the time. How can I have that in my life? And in a way, that's become my mission. So through walking, I have, you know, researched, how do you find joy? How do you make yourself happy? And I'm actually moving on. There's many other ways besides walking that can happen. But for this, you know, show here, we're going to talk about how walking can do it because it's so accessible for everybody.
Well, we definitely are going to talk about that. But I'll tell you, one of the things that I know that our listeners love is they are going to appreciate what we're about to talk about with walking. But mm-hmm. what they appreciate even more than that is how your story can inspire others to really get up some days and move off the couch, even when you don't think you can. And today, right. Walking Gone Wild, yep, that might be something that gets your mojo going. Let's take a short break, everybody. Dami is here with us. We're going to talk about a whole lot of things. But more importantly, how has she created a movement about this? And no pun intended, for sure. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. What a great story you're going to hear today. You know, how do you go from this place, perhaps, of, you know, despair, this place of loss, this place of grief? How do you go from there to becoming a certified life coach, a writer, somebody that authored a book that has now become a movement, Walking Gone Wild, which you're going to hear about today, and then creating a platform for women, 50 plus women, to say, wait a minute, you don't have to be sitting there. You can kick it up a little bit and be part of Walking Gone Wild. Dami, thank you for today. Let's take a minute and just make sure people know how they find out about everything I've just mentioned.
Okay, good. Well, I have a website that's called Transformation Travel. There's a dash in there, transformation-travel.com, where you can find out about my book. You can find about the transformational travels I do and recommend, and how to become a transformational traveler in your own life by increasing your awareness, being mindful, the small things. And often that happens by going slower and paying attention. So that's the best place to go. There's also a page, it's called Walking Women 50 Plus, and a link to it is on the website. But if you go on Facebook, just type in Walking Women 50 plus, plus is spelled out, P-L-U-S, and you'll find a page and you can join a closed group of women who share with each other about their walks and their difficulties and what's going on and their successes. And that group is just growing by leaps and bounds.
I love it. 1 minute, you are at a place of despair. The next minute, you are out trekking. How did that first journey change you?
Well, I would say that on that journey, and I met myself, but I also met a person, and it's these are interesting things, and in my memory, I go into that. I met a man from my home country, from Holland. I was living in the U.S., but wouldn't you know, the only Westerner that I met on this platform when we were boarding the bus to this roadless area was another Dutchman, and who was going to walk in the same direction. So we ended up hiking, trekking together, and he, the, you know, impersonation of all the issues I was dealing with in my life. It's like someone says, well, you need a little, you know, trigger, here we go.
Yeah, right in your face.
Yeah, right in my face.
Right in your face. Yeah.
And so on day five, when it was a decisive point, and, you know, we had gotten to know each other, and I had done double takes, like, who are you really? You know, who sent you here? But it culminated in that moment in which he did one of his numbers again, and I stepped away and I said, you know, I can be here for you. I did my whole relationship thing. I'll hang with you. You know, I'll do this, but you have to want it. And he was like waffling this and that. And I said, okay, something in me just broke loose. I don't have to stick around for this.
Yeah.
And I walked away. I said, I am going on to Lingshed for the night. I'll see you there tomorrow. He didn't need me to get there, but I was a fair friend, you know, a hiking buddy. I would have stuck with him if he had asked for it and wanted it. And that was when I realized that I walked out of my fear of doing something totally on my own, even though I had gone as a solo hiker and with a guide, but you know, they didn't speak much English, so I was basically on my own.
Yeah.
But it was on that trip that I made the break. It says, I can go. And that's when I found this incredible rush of energy that, and I had to climb. There were three more higher passes, and It just moved me, and it's what I where I found what I was made of.
Yeah. There's nothing like that, Dami. And what I mean by that is, you know, you and I got to the places we are, and some people will call them accidents, right?
Yeah.
I often refer to my story as I accidentally dialed a wrong phone number. And I say that because people relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look back, you have a different sense. You have a sense that perhaps the universe has conspired for you to get to exactly where you had to go.
Right.
But from that point, you know, out of this came more than just that trek.
Mm-hmm.
So you must have discovered something that gave you a renewed sense of life.
Yes. So I discovered that. I realized that walking or trekking at that point, and it just was a high altitude, I was stripped down to the basics of putting one foot in front of the other. You have no room. Your breathing is labored. It's difficult. You have no room for thoughts, for fancy thoughts or for distractions. You know, you just have to get to the top of that pass. And I discovered that I had been a meditator, and my practice was off and on, was definitely not every day practice. But I found that this was like the state you can get to in meditation when you are just this blank slate and all you are is energy, and your energy is connected with the energy in the universe. And that was a discovery that I carried inside for a while. These things don't always immediately become a movement, as you probably very well know.
Yep.
But I had that experience inside me. And yes, after I came back and I dealt with the misery in my life, my husband hadn't died yet, but he was going into long-term care, and he had dementia, and it was, you know, there were quite a few difficult years ahead of me. But I had a frame of how I was going to approach it coming back from that trip. And it was not until later, until he had passed, that I started taking up this walking. I mean, I would go for short walks, what they're called short walks, 3 days, 4 days or something like that. But it wasn't until later till I went for the long haul and discovered the meditative quality that solo hiking will give you. And it's so that was a whole, it became a practice. Next to my sitting practice, I now had a walking practice. And those two went hand in hand for like, well, it's been since 2012, 8 years of doing long distances.
Yeah. I mean, I think in your book, one of the things you talk about is how that from exercise to mindfulness practice.
Yeah.
And you know, there's something that is so important when we take a look at how we change energetically. And you know, I think you have to have certain experiences that put you to a place, right, that you discover a certain energy that literally pulls you up, whether it's on walking and finding yourself in a difficult situation and you got to pull yourself up.
Yes.
You find that place, right?
Yeah. Well, I had done, because I had had low places in my life before.
Yeah.
And when I was in what I call a depressed state of mind, I'd done an experiment before. I've always been kind of experimenting with consciousness. And I said, I am not getting out of bed until I want to. And I would just, you know, or get off the couch. I'm just going to sit here. And I learned that if you just wait long enough, because you have a body and there is life energy stored in that body, it will emerge and say, I cannot stand this anymore. I'm going to the bathroom, or I'm hungry, or, you know, and slowly but surely, you know, life will take over as long as you are, as there is life inside you. And sometimes you have to wait a long time before that to emerge. But I know from meditative practices that if you are doing this with awareness, not I'm on the couch and I'm stuffing myself full with all kinds of stuff and distracting myself, you won't find it. But if you do it with awareness, like I do not want to live, I'm going to just stick here until I want it, it will come.
One of the things that we're going to talk about when we come back from break is it will come no matter what age. We're going to talk with how you discovered that right there.
Okay.
Right. Because I think in your book, you refer to this as 50 is nifty. Yeah. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about how nifty becomes this magical way to live and what you're doing to help others step into that space. And as you say, put aging into reverse. Let's take a short break, everybody. We will be right back. Walking gone wild.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Oh, that's Benny. Thank you, Benny. Oh, boy. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Dami, before we go ahead, please let folks know, one, how they find out about you, how they get to your website, how they get a copy of your book, any and all things that you would like to share.
I'll be happy to. So if you want to find out more about me and my book, go to the website transformation-travel.com. The book is for sale there as well. You can also get it at Amazon, and I just saw it listed at Bookshop. Bookshop is the new undertaking that actually gives money from the sales to maintain local bookstores. I thought, yes, that's a good one. So check that out too.
Cool.
Yeah. And then there's Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram under Walking Woman 50 plus. Instagram at Dami97520. And on Facebook, we have a page called Walking Women 50 plus and a Facebook group that is you can join.
Yeah, I love it. And this is all about engaging for a number of different reasons. I want to get back to the book. Of course, also the episode title for today, Walking Down Mile. I want to get back to the book. And one of the things I referenced in the book, or at least I put a little post-it on it, was this idea of 50 is nifty. Mm-hmm. Now, that is something that is so important because people that are turning 50 usually are in a verge of a meltdown.
Yeah, women. Actually.
Women. I'm mostly talking women, even though 50 is now the new 30. That's what I hear. Oh. But very specifically, you have created something that transcends age. It really is a way for people to energetically change their lives and who they are, but also to take a different level of control in their lives. Tell us about that discovery and what you're doing to help women know there's more to life than just an age.
Well, my book starts with this story about a woman in her 40s, late 40s, with two teenage children that a hiker friend and I met. We had just come walking into Ashland, which is on the west coast of the U.S., and we had hiked 4 days on the Pacific Crest Trail, and we were feeling grand, you know, like, yay, we did this. And we were sticking our feet in the creek, cooling off. It was a very hot day, and she came over, and she wanted to know if we were through hikers. No, we're not, but, you know. And she started saying how she felt like she was over the hill, and we looked at her, and she's like, what, 47? Baby, we're 65, you know? We just came over the hill, is what I said. And you can do that too. So I see this, you know, she said, yeah, my body is changing. Everything is changing. Women feel that at 50, menopause, boy, that can put you in a state. But I have news for you, all women. Sail through that. I always say, don't worry about your weight. Just worry about your activity, because you will go through this and then things will balance out. It's a hormone roller coaster for a while. And so it is. So find something that centers you. And in the middle of that roller coaster, and for me, yeah, I knew that movement, exercise, was my go-to thing because it centers me and it balances me. But for some other people, it may be pottery. It may be some craft that they do, something that they can go to and that makes them feel like, okay, I'm still alive, I'm still in charge. And then things will settle out. And then there's this wonderful thing that happens after you've gone through menopause, and that is that, you know, your testosterone kicks in.
Yeah.
More of that. And it is a very common feeling of this sort of might, this new I can do thing feeling in your life, you know, a new zest that comes in. And I think it's there because, as this woman says, my children are growing up, you know, what is my role? Well, you know, there's a whole new phase in women's life now. We get older, and women especially get older than men. And you know, the time of caregiving, of nurturing, of building a family or building a business or taking care of things can shift now to taking care of yourself. And I think that's the real important one that people need to get. It's time to take care of yourself.
When you decided to, you know, move ahead and go beyond writing a book. So let's talk about that now, because in the book, not only do you take people on a journey, it's just beautiful, and the stories that you share, but now you have stepped out, and you've stepped out in a way where you're saying, I discovered this for me, and I am going to help you discover this, right? Yes. You know, this Walking Gone Wild award-winning book, you know, really hitting people right in the heart, right?
Yes.
But there are benefits that go beyond the book. And what I mean by that is, you know, this is now traveling to discover this beautiful place inside of oneself. Mm-hmm. I would love for you to share how we move from the book to now this is a way of life for you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a way of life, and that's why I could write the book, of course.
Yeah.
It had become a way of life. And even though I was still working, more and more was I, you know, finding ways to go out in nature, be in nature. And we all know by now, forest bathing is the term. We all know what the benefits are of exposing yourself to an hour, half an hour, to the natural world. It's not just walking in a mall, but in the natural environment. And when I have a Tuesday group that walks in the park, we walk for an hour and 15 minutes. And the women say, oh, they feel it. And, you know, there's not a whole lot I have to preach here. People feel it when they do that, and they take that with them, you know. So for me, I started putting it more and more. I need to be out in nature, and I started finding ways to do this. And in busy, busy lives, people go, where do I fit it in?
Right.
So take you in the book, I take you from increasing your walking to day hiking to longer trips to, my goodness, go do the Appalachian Trail or something like that, and how to do it. And what readers have found is that they keep going back to the book because, well, how do you do that? Well, that's in chapter so-and-so. And why do you wear these shoes and not those shoes? That's, you know, how you choose your shoes. That's in there. So it becomes it's a handbook as well as an inspirational book for people, and one that you can just have laying around, you know, when you need a little boost or when you have a question.
Yeah, I mean, part of this too is it's really a call to action. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I walked away with from the book, but also from finding out more about you as you are out there in the world was, there's a call to action here that can transform someone's life. Isn't that why you call it transformation travel, right?
It is.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Because something happens, people change. Tell us a little bit about that. How have some of these folks changed in participating?
Yeah. Well, I have a little story about
it. Yeah.
Started walking with us here a year ago. And, you know, she considered herself, oh, I walk in my retirement community. She was in her 70s. And I, you know, and she was already had a mindset that because of in her past, she had done some hiking and walking. But she's everybody just sits in their house. So when I have things to deliver, I walk to people's houses, you know, and I walk around the neighborhood and I take a walk every day. Well, then she found out what my, you know, idea of a walk is, and that was more than neighborhood. But she wasn't going to, you know, let that, you know, she wasn't going to stay behind. She wanted to be, and she had enough, you know, gusto or competitiveness. It's like, if you can do it, I can do it. So she started challenging herself and walked more and more. And by the end of summer, I wasn't even walking with them. She had told me, she says, no, I'm not coming to the hikes. First she told me, she said, people in my neighborhood, they say, what's happened to you? You're not the same anymore. She says, no, that's right. I say no now to things that don't serve me. I go to things that are important to me. By the end of summer, she told her husband, who never walks and never goes anywhere, I want to buy a camper van. And so that I can go to places in the woods, I can paint and I can hike. And he said, he didn't resist it. She did it. And so she went off and is doing her painting and her hiking and her walking out in nature. She discovered what it did for her. She said, the confidence that I've gotten from this is just immense. And that's just an ordinary woman living in an ordinary little town in America that started walking weekly with our group here. And this can happen to so many of the women. I see it happening, you know, in different at different levels. I see this happening to all of them.
Well, and let's take a short break, because when we come back, we're going to talk about what do you need to do to get yourself ready to get out there. You know, we're going to talk about how this is more than just a conversation about going on a little walk. These are something that talk to a lifestyle that once you get in the groove, and you're going to find out when we come back how absolutely primitive this is. And what I mean by that is, remember who we are as human beings. We walk this earth. We walked it and walked it and walked it and walked it. We discovered it. We became part of it. That's, I think, what Dami is talking with us about. You know, getting back to a sense of connection that we could absolutely lose, just absolutely lose in the digital age if we're not careful. So when we come back, I'm going to ask Dami, I'm going to like, what does it take to get ready to go and do one of these with you? And how can we do that? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host, Tanis McRae, is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L., online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a classic, Benny. Thank you for that. Yes, indeed. Hey, everybody, we are taking a walk on the wild side. For those of you tuning us in and turning us on, Walking Gone Wild. Dami, look, I want to make sure people know how to get a copy of the book, how to find out more about you. So let's do that. And then we're going to dig deep into what does it really feel like to get ready for some of this.
Okay, I'm ready. So you can find me at transformation-travel.com. The book is available via my website. It's available in local bookstore here, but Amazon and bookshop.com. And BarnesandNoble.com.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. I love it. Okay. Here we are. This is more than just walking. You and I were talking about how this is transformative, how it is something that is so important for people to move beyond whatever the trauma, whatever the situation is in life. Let's talk about what this looks like. What do you have? How have you created this platform? And how do people get ready for it?
Okay. Well, I realized that what I discovered for myself goes for everyone. Walking is in our DNA, folks. We were meant to walk. And I have done, you know, I've been more or less an athlete in my life. But I found that this is the simplest way and the healthiest way for us to come back to ourselves because of the pace at which you go, because it's something that is sustainable over many hours in a day if you choose to. But you can also break it up into little bits and pieces, and the research tells us all of that is good for you. To get started, start small, I say. Don't even worry about how much you walk, but just track with a little Fitbit or a pedometer, you know, your movement around the house, around your office, from your car to the store. And, you know, you can do little tricks of park a little bit further away, take the stairs, and see how many steps you take in a day. That's your base. If you can do that, then you can up it from there. Then you start expanding. It's like you throw a rock in the water and the ripples come. Well, the rock in this case is, or the stone is, I'm going to walk. And I want to say that because it is a mindset. You live in America, because I'm talking here in America, right, where people, the first thing they do is get in a car. That's what they learn as babies, as young people. There wasn't a car in my life until my father got one when I was 17, and I wasn't going with him places anymore. There wasn't a car in my life until I was 24, that's when I learned to drive and had a car. So I have a very different mindset, and I feel like I'm sort of an ambassador here. Folks, wake up. This is good for you. And it means also changing our society, because a lot of people say, I can't walk from my house to the store. Well, then you start making decisions about where do you want to grow old? I live in a place where I can walk for all my basic needs everywhere and pick it up within a mile and a half radius. And I still look at nature. So I'm a very lucky person that way. Or I can get on my bicycle. I do not need my car to get my groceries, to go to the bank, to even go to a theater show. So if all of us are going to look for that, demand that, there's a listing, if you look for a place to live, that says walkability. So I'm not the only one who thinks that way. Cities are thinking about how to become more walkable. My husband was an architect, so we looked at that a whole lot. How do you create community? How you design? How do you plan all this stuff? It is happening in so many ways. And if we demand it as women, and we are the older generation, and we have an influence on our family, on our children, on our grandchildren. We can create a revolution by saying, we want to walk. It's good for us. It's good for everybody.
And what you do, too, is you created a platform for people to join you and walk. Tell us about those.
So not only, you know, I cannot reach the whole world, but I do have in this valley, I have a couple of groups that I have organized where women can come and walk with me, and I inspire them, I talk to them. I also take women on 3-4 day hikes once a year. But when I travel, I now have, because of the Facebook group, I always say, I'm going to be on the East Coast. Anybody want to take a hike with me? I'm going to be in the Bay Area. Anybody want to take a hike with me? So I try and sort of put out to the world who I am and why I do what I do and be available to people to ask questions. I also do presentations in these different areas to let people know it's doable. And if we can create all these pods all over the country of people saying, of women saying, let's walk together, I encourage them to set up their own walking groups and get together, because the one part that we didn't talk about, but as women age, we can tend to get older. We lose people. We're going to lose people.
Yes.
And it's easy to get isolated. And what the women say on the Tuesday walk is like, oh my goodness, it is so good to just meet other women and walk with them. So it's not all about nature. It's also about each other. We create community. We share. We give tips on how to plant this tree in your garden, or how to, you know, do your taxes. It's a very vital part of original tribal living. And that's what we're bringing back.
Wow. Exactly. First of all, let me thank you for joining us here today. And you've really said it. It is a way of connecting. And, you know, this is the difference between walking by oneself, right, and walking in community. It is tribal. And there's something very special about that and about you and what you do. I want to thank you, Dami, for today. Also want to ask you one last question. I would love to know what your personal message is and what you'd like to leave us with today.
Okay. Well, I want to say, we all know, we've heard about the slow revolution. Slow down in your life. Walking will do that for you. Open up your senses and find new life inside you and with other people.
Thank you so much. Please, one more time, let's have your website.
Transformation-travel.com. And your life will be transformed when you opt to change.
Yeah, and I want to tell everybody, you can get the book Walking Gone Wild. Go ahead and get that as well. Fantastic stories. And maybe you will be inspired to do what I did 17 years ago and get off the couch. Thank you, everybody. Stay tuned. Another hour is coming up right now.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.